Of course, we are 1 month away, believe it or not, from Christmas. Of course, it is November the 25th. That means Christmas Day is December 25th. And of course, we know this is a busy week, not only to celebrate with our family and friends because of Thanksgiving, it's also a busy time for folks to go shopping, do Christmas shopping. And of course, our Toys for Happiness campaign is well underway now in its 39th year. It's our 39th annual Toys for Happiness campaign. And of course, we cannot do it without so many of our sponsors, including Piedmont Medical Center. They have been with us for such a long time, and we certainly appreciate it. We've got the market CEO for Piedmont Medical Center, Teresa Urquhart, joining us this morning. And good morning to you, Teresa.
Good morning. Welcome. How are you?
Hey, we're doing well. And here's to an early happy Thanksgiving to you and your family.
Thank you very much.
This is a busy week for folks to do some Christmas shopping, and we're just asking folks to donate a new unwrapped toy at any of the boxes they see around town. Piedmont Medical Center has been a part of our Toys for Happiness campaign for as long as we can remember. And first of all, we just want to say thank you. And two, just what was it or what is it about the campaign that Piedmont Medical Center said, yeah, this is something we want to get behind?
Well, you know, as a part of the community, we want to give back to the community too. And it's also a wonderful time for our employees to do that. And everybody, you know, is excited about Christmas and all the good things that come along with that. And so we really want to be able to help our community and those who have a need. And so we have our boxes at our main entrances and all that kind of good thing. And we encourage anybody in our community can drop them off as well if you have gifts that you'd like to contribute to the Toys for Happiness. But we're so excited to do it, to bring happiness and magical all the things Christmas to people, you know.
And what I love about that with Piedmont is, you know, sometimes when people are at Piedmont, they're not at their best. You know, they're scared or they're afraid. You know, they've been hurt or they're going into surgery. So I just love that this is a way that y'all can give back in a happier way.
Yes, exactly.
Yes.
Always, yes.
Well, we do know popular toys each and every year would be something to play doctor, right?
Mm-hmm.
Doctor or nurse.
Sure.
So you might see it as a toy that you're given or giving a kid, but it's also about career pathing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, who knows? You might give a medical kit to some kid because it's a fun toy.
Sure.
That kid might receive it and just become a doctor one day.
Yeah, you never know. And you know, it's funny you say that. I have to tell you a little story. You know, it's about kids and the gifts that they get when they're little. My husband, you know, grew up in Massachusetts. So a story is that he was given a helmet, a football helmet, which was a Rams helmet. And it had, you know, the old school Rams thing on it. So now he's a diehard Rams fan. And you know how the people up in Massachusetts are. They're either like totally into their sports teams and everybody's like, can't believe that. But it does impact the things that children do and see. So anyway, it's just a little fun fact.
Oh, hey, we love that. Well, again, it's a toy to a lot of us. For someone else, it could change their whole life. And again, we just appreciate those that help to make Christmas, more bright for those that are just falling on hard times this year.
So exactly.
We certainly appreciate that. Teresa, when we look at the year of 2024 through the lens of Piedmont Medical Center, what are some of the highlights?
Well, you know, we've done a lot over this last year. It's really been a lot going on. And, you know, we've been able to pull together a really strong administrative team. We have pretty much all new leadership in our A team, if you will. So very happy to have them. They're very passionate about what they do, which makes a difference, right? I say you got to have enthusiasm and be passionate about what you do. We've also grown in our technology this year. We've enhanced our robotic surgeries that we do. We do have the Da Vinci's and the Mako we got at Fort Mill last year. Well, we were able to get the Mako this year at Rock Hill. So now we have two of those. And those are used by orthopedic surgeons. It's robot assisted. It's not like the robot's doing the surgery. Some people think, what? You know? but it's really kind of cool. We actually had a robotic symposium, and you could go play with all the different robots and was really quite interesting, actually. I can see where video games come in really handy if you're doing the robot sometime. The other things that we've really advanced this year has been our structural heart program. We started doing TAVRs back in April, I think, of last year, and we've done now over 50. Mm. And, you know, that's a procedure to fix a heart valve without open heart surgery. So it's a less invasive type thing. Instead of cracking the chest and doing all that, it's a little bit less invasive. So we also hit a record-breaking number with our Watchman procedures that we just started in December of last year. We've done now over 100 of those procedures. And that's an implant, and again, minimally invasive, one-time implant that reduces your stroke risk without the need for lifelong blood thinners. So you can come off your blood thinners. You know, of course, you have to have certain criteria to have a Watchman. But we're so excited to be able to have this technology and provide it to our community. The newest piece of our structural toolkit, that I call it, is our MitraClip. And this is a medical device that's used to treat moderate to severe mitral valve regurgitation, a condition where the mitral valve in the heart does not close properly, so causing the blood flow to go backwards into the left atrium of the heart. So this fixes that whole thing, and you're good as new, right?
Gosh.
So we got all these great things for heart.
That's amazing.
Well, it's an important organ
it
in our
is,
body.
Very much.
So all this is right here in our backyard.
Yes.
At Piedmont.
It is, absolutely.
Boy, that's great, man. Well, beyond that, too, I know y'all are the presenting sponsors for Christmasville.
Yes, we are. Another magical moment, right? We're super excited to be the presenting sponsor for Christmasville. Yeah, last year, being I was new to this area, it was my first time to experience it, so it was wonderful. It was a great weekend. And we're participating in all of the events there. We have our table. We're doing crafts and all kinds of great things for kids to have fun. And, you know, I think that's one of the things that I noticed last year when I was out and about doing Christmasville is just the children. You know, it's all about the children, and they're so happy and doing all the different things that they have around for them. And so it's a great opportunity, another happiness opportunity
right.
to be able to give back to our community as well.
And you encourage your employees to be a part of these kind of events. The chairperson this year for Christmasville, Maddie Ewing,
yes.
is one of your employees.
Yes.
So, you know, she's fantastic. And again, some other things that you've done with the cereal drive.
Yes.
You know, y'all are always so vital in rallying around the communities that you serve.
And yes, I mean, that's a part of being in the community. You know, we are here for your healthcare needs should you need us, but we also want to be giving back to our community and participating in all the things that make our community who we are. And so we're happy to be a part of that.
It's great.
They have a number of blood drives coming up. One is happening on Thursday, December the 12th, and they're partnering with the American Red Cross there. That's going to be at the Fort Mill Hospital from 10 to 2, and you can always just check in with them. Remember, this is the time of year where people need more blood because, as we heard earlier this morning, accidents are going to happen between Thanksgiving and New Year's. So you've got that going on. People are kind of getting out of the day-to-day routine of donating blood. So that kind of goes down. So if you've got some blood to spare, roll up your sleeves and give the gift of life. You can save up to 3 lives. Think about that. 3 lives. It's pretty impressive. Well, Piedmont Medical Center is a big part of our community's DNA. We're lucky to have Piedmont right here in our backyard. Teresa Urquhart is the market CEO for Piedmont Medical Center. Happy Thanksgiving, Merry Christmas, and thank you again so much for your help with Toys for Happiness.
Thank you so much for having us this morning, and happy holidays to everyone. Thank you.
Thank you, Teresa.